This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Property Show on The Morning Run, our weekly take on everything property related. Where did you go to school? I mean, I studied in public school, and looking back, I had plenty of fond memories, thanks to friends and teachers. Sadly, the same cannot be said about the design of the school. But as kids, we somehow figure out how to make the best of whatever space that is given to us. However, what if the environment and the design of our national public schools were different? What if we were able to stop viewing school buildings as a cost center instead, a place where value is created? So could this help solve the education woes that majority of us are discussing about today? So to speak to us on what makes a well-rounded design school is Ng Yik Sing, principal of Veritas Design Group. They were the designer for the International School of Kuala Lumpur, which won the Gold Award in the education category at the Malaysian Institute of Architects Award. YS, thank you for joining us on The Property Show.
Thank you.
Okay, YS, so let's begin with something basic. What roles can architects play with regards when it comes to school design?
Okay, I think when you look at any building, not just school, you have the architect because we give you some value as to what we can see from other places and what we can actually do with regards to what you give us in terms of a brief, a design brief. So for example, with schools in our office, we always like to understand the pedagogy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's how, the methodology. Every single school that we design have a different method, a different teaching, if you want to call it, teaching style or learning style. And we have to kind of accommodate those things into what we design. And it's very important that you look at it in a holistic kind of view, in the sense that all design are precluded by looking at what spaces are being used, how they are being used by the people, because that's what the building are designed for, the people.
You know, you were involved in the design of the International School, ISKL as it is called, which has just gotten the Gold Award, as I mentioned earlier. Tell us about this project and the school.
Okay, this project actually probably started more than 10 years ago. Obviously, we only started kind of really getting the design probably about 7 years ago. But the school was looking for land, was looking for different places. And we were actually working in collaboration with HOK London in the design of this school. It is really a collaborative affair to some extent, not just between HOK and ourselves as designer, but the school itself. And the school itself have a very inclusive type of methodology. So so we literally talk to everyone when we design the school.
Okay, so 10 years ago was when this idea was mooted. What inspired them to make the change? Because previously they were located elsewhere. What made them decide to move away from that space, come out with a new place and a completely new design?
Okay, they actually have the elementary school is at Melawati, and then the middle and high school at the Jalan Kolam Ayer.
JK.
Lama. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's two places that they were in. And they were thinking that, you know, it would be good to actually have one big campus. And also the idea is that, you see, when you, sometimes people say you do not mix the younger kids and the older kids, but they were thinking that it's good to mix because the older kids will learn empathy and how to take care of the younger kids, and the younger kids will then allude to progress to the, where the older kids are. So they wanted one big campus.
Yeah. So, why did they think it was important to have a well-designed school, not just a new location?
I'll start a little bit with what we did. We did other school, Park City and St. Joseph. So when we look at it, we always look at it from a point of view that you go to school and you want to go, you want to leave school and be proud of the school that you are in. And at the same time, you want the spaces where you can explore how you learn and what's the opportunity that's out there. Every single person learn differently. And so when I went to ISKL, the first time I went to ISKL, I used to laugh at them and say, you know what? The classroom is always half empty. There's maybe like seven guys listening to the teacher, one other guy that's turned the other way on a headphone doing something else. Whereas the other 10, I got no idea. They're somewhere in the building. So their methodology is very, very different. Their methodology is that they give you certain basic, and then you kind of find a way to learn, whether it's by asking the teacher, it's by yourself, researching, then collaborating or facilitating. You know, there's so many method that they just allow you to kind of explore.
Mm. I mean, so those are very detailed observations, right?
Yes.
So were you ever involved with the design of school prior to this project?
Yes, as I say, we did two international schools before this. We also did the special education, special needs school for the government up north. So again, as I say, very different, because ISKL is probably one that is the most advanced in terms of thinking, in terms of that every single person have the right to kind of learn in a very, very different way and also provide as much opportunity to do things as possible.
Mm.
So we end up having a fairly large school, by the way. So
okay, let's dive into ISKL just a little bit more. What are some of the unique features that were incorporated in the design of ISKL?
Maybe I'd like to start by saying the process of that was that we spent about 6 months talking to every single person, from the teachers to the parents to the students, even to the guard security, the bus operator. So we end up with like 692 sheets of B5 papers. Let's say, for example, 8-year-old kid or 5-6-year-old kid, the one thing that they all want is more place to climb. You know?
Yeah.
So then of course you congest it, and then you try to find a way around what is needed, what the school really is, and how you do this. So you say the special feature, of course, we are very green. We try to do as much as possible where you try to create the greenness to it. The second one is that you have early years, elementary, middle, and high school. Each of them are designed slightly differently based on what is needed depending on age group.
Yeah.
So that's the second feature. Of course, the third feature is that it has a lot of facilities. It has three fields.
Sure.
It's
huge.
Huge fields, pools, tree pools. You name it, they have it. So facilities is very strong. The fourth is actually they have an area which is kind of the heart of where the school is. This is where you have the auditorium/theatre, black box, a recital hall, another multipurpose hall, and this is kind of the heart. And this heart is not just for the school, it's also for the community at large. The theatre or the auditorium was designed with a specialist, a theatre specialist. So that's number four. Number five, I guess you can say that it has absolutely beautiful views of KL.
Right. It is located in a mature area.
Yes.
With lush trees. Okay. So you mentioned that there were hundreds of sheets of just requirements, observation, information, facts about the school. You know, how many percent do you think you managed to accomplish?
Actually, quite a bit. Probably about 80%. And what you do is that you actually, because we have design school, HOK has design school, they have a bit more experience than we do. And we kind of went away and said, look, let's not look at all the sheets. So let's go look at, we have heard them, we have written them down, but we have heard them, and we come out with the concept of what we think it should be, because it's also related to the orientation of the buildings, because we wanted a very green school, so the orientation has to be east-west, so that the long part is facing north and south. So we went away and we came back, and really we probably satisfied about 60-70% already without actually doing much. Because some of them are actually fairly straightforward, common sense.
Yeah.
Then you start to see, okay, what are the really key features that they have? And one of the key things that the school is very good at, they basically told us one thing, is that anything to do with learning, we want it, you can.
Wow.
Okay? Anything that does not have to do with learning, we may be able to live without it.
Right. Okay, sounds fairly simple.
Yeah, fairly simple.
Okay, so in the meantime, you are listening to The Property Show with Ng Yik Sing, the principal of Veritas Design Group. We'll have more on The Property Show after these messages, so stay with us on BFM 89.9. If you've just joined us, this is The Property Show. I'm Shahid Abdullah, and I'm speaking to Ng Yik Sing, the principal of Veritas Design Group. So earlier, we got to know ISKL, and ISKL occupies about 26 acres of land.
Yes.
And so did the size of the land make it possible for you to realize the design that Veritas had for the school?
Yes, actually, the size of the land make a lot of difference because it means that we are able to provide a lot of things, that a lot of facilities that they want. It's still not enough, actually. They wanted more tennis courts, which we were not able to give them.
Right.
But they have three football fields, as I mentioned before.
And this 26 acres, is it inclusive of the football field as well?
Yes.
In terms of the actual building itself, how many acres of land does it actually occupy?
It sits on about 35% of the land. So it sits on about 35% of the land. It's built up to about, 900,000 square feet.
900,000 square feet.
Yeah, and close to a million.
That's the size of a mall.
That's the size of a mall.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so, when you say inclusiveness, we're speaking of an international school here. It's very diverse. So how did you consolidate all these ideas, to come up with a design that would appeal to all of them?
Okay, fundamental is that it is an international school.
Yep.
But it is based in Malaysia. So the idea is that it must have the local flavor. So you're not an international school that's just kind of this gray thing that's everywhere. It's a Malaysian international school. So you're always grounded to the land that you're in, which is Malaysia. So that's the basis for it. The international school people that comes in, they are learning a culture. They are learning Malaysian culture. They're learning what is here. They may move away, then they learn another culture. So it's very important that this culture is also built in. And being Malaysian and being quite diverse in culture, it's actually quite good because it does have the semblance of what the international school wants.
Mm.
So in that sense, that's why we talk about inclusiveness. It's not just about whoever it is. It's really literally they have international days where people from different, they bring different cultures, they understand different cultures. And even in designing the school, as I say, everyone is involved. So no one is actually left. During construction, the students were the ones flying the drones.
Mm.
So every week, there's actually they put it up on YouTube. They put it up so everyone in the school have it. So they are involved in every step of the design.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is really giving them an opportunity to really immerse into our culture while they're here. So besides that, let's talk about the building itself and what educational features that you have incorporated as part of the design of the school.
Okay, when we look at school, really as designer, we are almost here to create kind of spaces for them to explore, because we are not here to dictate that you do this in such a way. So these spaces are important. Just now you talk about culture, and this is a very interesting one because the entrance to the school, the main entrance, which is the public entrance. There's actually three entrances. One is for the elementary and early years. The other one is for middle and high school. But the central entrance is actually the one that's for everyone. That space has nice volume next to it. Actually, on level one, that's where the green area is. But the center stage, if you go now, before that, it was just an empty, large space. But it's meant for them to grow into. And the first thing they did was they actually got an artist to work with the wow maker from Kelantan.
Yeah.
So they were building the wow in the school with the kids. And currently what you have is actually three huge wow that's actually sitting in the entrance. So imagine you come in, that's really a cultural part of it. So how does it work in the sense that we create a space for them to explore? We create a space for them to kind of create their own, take ownership.
Mm.
Imagine if you have ownership of what you do, you'll be so proud of it. You'll never, ever forget it.
Okay. We've been speaking a lot about international school here, ISKL.
Mm.
But majority of the schools here in Malaysia are our public national schools,
yes.
Right? As an architect, what are your thoughts on the current national school design?
Well, it is highly efficient. I know we know that it is built on a highly efficient typology. In other words, the structure is within the most efficient one. And of course, we always have the louvered windows, and I mean the typical louvered windows that allow your breeze in. It probably need a little bit more eaves overhanging it. But I think besides the green aspect of it, you need to look at the learning aspect of it.
Yeah. And let's go there.
Yeah, let's go there. I think what you always need is the classroom is not just your classroom. Your classroom is everywhere around the school. That's why we started off with fairly simple idea. Again, iScale is kind of a fairly large area, but we usually start with a very simple idea is that if you have every two or four classroom, you have a breakout area. Immediately you have the opportunity where you're not learning in the classroom anymore. You go to the breakout area. You can then mingle with other classes. And then from there, again, our schools are big. Usually, you know, you have your green areas and I know that in the old days, you have your agriculture area, your industrial arts areas. You know, those are important to incorporate, and those are important not just like for certain people, everyone should be able to go into those areas. So it's important to create these little spaces that people can use. And it's also important that these little spaces are being planned by not just the teachers, but by the students.
Right.
So you need engagement. I think that's where we are maybe a bit too strict on really academic side of it, but not enough on how you actually bring them together. I don't necessarily think that is what our education policy is. It's partly because I think that the fact that we probably have like 40, 50 students per class, that's really the biggest problem.
So you speak a lot on the, you know, on the functional aspect of things as an architect. If given the opportunity, what are some of the cost-effective changes that they could include in, you know, those existing buildings that we already have?
Okay, when we started with the education program, we always look at a few things. One of them was spatial quality, because light, so it needs to be bright enough, airy, needs to have a lot of air to it, because people tend to, of course, green. The fifth one was actually, the next two, actually, fifth and sixth one, has to do with, where's the Kodak moment? I mean,
what
sorry.
Does that mean?
Maybe I should say, where's the Wi-Fi moment, selfie moment?
A place where you can... you can remember the school by.
You can remember the school by,
Either a Wi-Fi or a selfie.
Yeah, so kind of that moment, because that's what... It doesn't have to be the whole school. I mean, you're...
So like a landmark within the school.
Yes, a landmark within the school. I mean, even this one, if you look at Academic Finger, it's actually rectangular and things like that. The spine, the certain areas are created.
Which represents the identity of the school as well.
Correct, represent the identity of the school. And the sixth one actually is actually... the space where the students will associate it the most. So like in iScale, it's a spine. And actually most of our schools that we have designed, we always have this space where all the students will come into that space, where there's a spine, it's a courtyard and things like that. Because again, this is where you make friends. And as you mentioned early on, the things that you remember most are all the friends that you make in school.
That's right.
Yeah, so those are the moments.
Okay, well, YS, on that note, you've been listening to The Property Show. Thank you so much for speaking to us today. And I've been speaking to Ng Yik Sing, the principal of Veritas Design Group, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.